The name you heard finishing second behind American Pharoah was Tale of Verve, 28-1, trained by Dallas Stewart, who joins us now here on the Equine Forum. Dallas, first of all, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Dallas, you would tell anybody that would listen last week that this was a horse you absolutely loved. And I have to tell you, second in 2013 in the Derby with Golden Soul at 34-1, second in 2014 with Commanding Curve at 37-1, and now Tale of Verve at 28-1, second in the Preakness. I know you want to win one of these eventually, my friend, but you have to be the greatest trainer in history at rounding out the Exacta with a big price.
Yeah, also Macho again was second to Big Brown. It was another one. So
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're right around the corner. We're going to get one, you know, hopefully a couple of them. And, you know, this is a really nice horse. So he's up at Belmont. He had a good gallop this morning. He settled in nice. He's eating very well. He has a great appetite. And so he's had a good race. And so we're going to just train him up there and hope for the best.
Well, I just want to play this short clip for you here, Dallas, because this was exactly what I said on this program 1 week ago.
You know, you guys might think I'm crazy, but I think the potential upsetter among those newcomers is Tale of Verve. And maybe I'm drinking the Dallas Stewart Kool-Aid. I spent a little time at the barn
maybe?
This morning.
And did you say maybe?
Let me tell you something.
I think you ejected it.
Some crawfish soup or something.
I know. I know this is a stretch. But you know how much I rely on those late pace numbers and the Brisk past performances and how well I have done in wagering when I focus on those numbers. The horse with the best late pace numbers consistently over the past couple of races is Tale of Verve.
Until today.
Well, hey, look, and he's a horse that loves to go long. So he's already won at the mile and 3/16. He's the only one that can say that. When he rounds out the trifecta, at least the trifecta, then you can give me my prop.
All right, Dallas, that was last week. As you could tell, it did not meet with a warm reception from the other guys doing the show with me, but I just want you to know I had your back.
Well, yeah, those guys are a bunch of amateurs, Mike. No, I mean, I can understand it both ways, you know. I mean, I love the colt all along, just like we said. And like you said, he finishes good. He's already been a mile and 3/16, and I just thought the races were too short for him. You know, the quality of his you know, what kind of quality horse he's, you know, hopefully eventually be, you know, that's all, you know, that's all in question, but he seems to have a lot of talent, a lot of staying power. So we're trying him in, you know, running into big races, see where we're at.
What do you do in the 3 weeks from the Preakness to the Belmont to ensure that he can get back up to another peak effort in the Belmont?
Well, he's a very good eater. So that's one plus on our side. His appetite's great. Knock on wood, he's physically very good. You know, he likes to train. He's not an overly aggressive type training horse that I think would get over a peak. So we'll just be up there managing, try to get him on that peak performance, and because he's going to need to be, because there's going to be a lot of nice horses in there. And, you know, hopefully we'll have him right on tilt, ready to go.
Talk about that racetrack at Belmont. We often hear it referred to as Big Sandy. How much different is that track, Dallas, than any other track around the country?
Well, it is. It's you know, first of all, it's bigger. It's a mile and a half. So these horses haven't run that far. The consistency of the track is totally different. It's very sandy. So I've got him currently up there training, and he's a big horse. It's a big track. I think it's a good fit for him. So I'm just going to approach it like that. Usually I would bring the horse back here and then ship back up there, but I just felt like it was the right thing to do with him, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Is there an advantage to actually being based there for a couple of weeks leading up to the race?
We're going to find out.
Yes, we are. Dallas Stewart here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Tell me about Chuck Fipke. Here's a guy that you've been involved with in the past and know very, very well. He's the owner and the breeder of Tale of Verve. What's it mean to have success with a horse like this for Chuck Fipke?
Well, like you said, he's a very unique man, and he has a very strong passion for the game. He owns his own farm. He owns his stallions. He has a lot of mares. He's probably got about 400 horses. He's got a lot of horses. And this is one that he bred. He picks out the mating. So this is all him. I'm the trainer, and, you know, I'm the guy trying to get the job done for him, but he's done a lot to this point for the game, for the horse, and for the love of it. He's a terrific man.
Joel Rosario did a tremendous job with him in the Preakness. He did a great job in his maiden win two starts ago here at Keeneland as well. You're going to lose him, though, for the Belmont, but you don't lose much because you get the Hall of Famer Gary Stevens in place of him. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, we first of all, you know, wanted to have Burrell because he's ridden the horse, but he's made a commitment to Frosted, so wasn't too much longer after that. Gary Stevens' agent called, and we signed him right up. Glad to have him. He's won it three times. I mean, he's all excited from what I can see, and I've been around Gary a long time. He loves to win these big races.
And he knows
how to do it.
Yeah, he does know how to do it. It seems like the mile and a half distance will be right up his alley.
Should be.
Taylor Verve going to try to upset American Pharoah and deny him the Triple Crown 2 weeks from today at Belmont Park. You'll hear that race right here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Dallas, what's his schedule look like over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'm going to I galloped him a good mile and 5/8 today. He'll gallop consistently for a few days. I'm thinking I'm just going to maybe work him one time. I was thinking maybe twice, but might be a little bit of a push. You know, I think he's pretty fit. I feel like he's pretty fit, so I don't want to overdo it with him. But he'll at least have one really good work over the track, and he's going to have some really good gallops. So he's going to train hard, that's for sure.
Well, your mentor, Dwayne Lucas, can pull a rabbit out of the hat better than anybody, and I think that you learned pretty well, my friend, because you're on that same path right now, and good luck 2 weeks from today at Belmont.
Thank you. It's going to be a great race, and wish everybody a great trip.
All right, we'll see you there, and I'll keep drinking that Dallas Stewart Kool-Aid.
There you go, brother.